Food is a type of substance. We need food to survive because we live off it constantly. Sometimes, food can cause issues, leading to arguments and unhappy faces. I recently sat down with my mother and my brother to ask them their thoughts of food and the times when boundaries were crossed with it. I asked them a series of questions to both of them. These were their responses.
Do you ever think you should cut down on food?
I surely do all the time.
Why is that?
Because everything is just so high, and I do try to give you a variety of, you know, different meals and not the same thing, and just everything's just so high. Everything's going up from bread, the milk, the cheese, the sugar, flour, you name it.
Bryce's response to the question was,
"No. No. That's only hurting me in the long run."
What do you do when a lot of the food is gone in a short week?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Improvise.
Can you elaborate more on that?
All right, so let's say it's one of mommy off weeks, and there's nothing here to eat, and she's not cooking. Improvise. Noodles, soup. Or if there's no noodles in the soup, baked beans.
What if there's no baked beans?
Salad.
What if there's no salad?
Get some out the freezer. It's always something in the freezer. I'm not trying. You can't even go there. No. It's always something in the freezer. I will cook it myself. If not that, it's always eggs in here. It is always eggs in here. Then if there's no eggs, like I said before, I got an aunt.
I asked Bryce who he thought ate the most food.
The cats. They eat all day. I don't. I'm not here all day. So it's not me. It's not me because you make that face all you want. It's not me. The cats. Because they eat all day. Only even when I come home.
But they're,
and then at that, it's not even that much. I have my fair share.
Is there a way to subdue the depletion of the food?
Only if you take it to the extreme and get chains and lock everything the hell up. But I'm not going that route. I'd rather just not buy it.
So you're not willing to?
No, that's taking it to the extreme.
So my understanding, it isn't that necessary to stop it like that?
No, because if it's not in here, it can't be eaten. But if you eat it up before the time, then it's just not in here. Oh, well. Because I don't eat like that. There were times when I can go hang out, go to Denny's at 2:00 in the morning, eat a Grand Slam breakfast. I can't even eat a Grand Slam breakfast right about now anymore. That's just too much. I remember the days when I used to make you grits and eggs and bacon and sausage on a Sunday morning. No, I'm not cooking like that anymore. Too heavy.
How many times do you think you cook on a daily basis?
The only time I cook now is dinner. During your younger days, it was breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So would you say you miss the type of conditions mother used to give us, like making breakfast and lunch and then
dinner? No, I don't miss it. I don't miss it. Because I could do it for myself now if I wanted to. I mean, back in the day when I was like, man, I wish she used to still cook and everything. My only reason why she started cooking was because it became a health issue for me. But I'm past that. You know, I'm fit, athletic.
Bryce then talked about the time when we used to go over Titi House. Titi is what we call our aunt.
I remember when I used to go over Titi House. And this is how I got fat. I'm going to give it a bean. You know, family-sized bag of chips mommy buy from the supermarket. TT with bottles. And I would just eat the entire bag on the house. Cause, and it's like, yeah, and I think about it now, and it's contributed to my weight so much. Like, I can't do nothing about it now. You know the Nilla wafers? I love this. I love this Nilla wafers. Man, I tell you, that's, I swear, your TT would just... See, and I, so it wasn't... It was nobody to stop me. Nobody to stop me. I mean, yo, I saw you with TTLs. That's right before when she had the cable in the kitchen with the individual box. And you could be in the... Oh, I swear, she had the three chairs against the wall. And I literally used to line these chairs and lay across them with the chips. And watch cartoons. And that's why... Now, you get some chips out of there. Roll a bag up.
I then asked Bryce what he considered himself as fat.
It's not even that I'm fat. It's, look at the time period. I'm not eating for... All right, let's see. I got 10... I got my lunch at 10:30. So, I might not get my lunch till like 10:45. Because the lines be crazy. So, let's see. I might even go count. So, let's say 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 7. That's 8 hours I'm not eating anything. I'm hungry. I don't care if it's green or whatever you want to call it. I'm hungry, but and by the time I get home, I want to eat. So, I mean, that's just me. I ain't gonna be wrong. I will eat a whole bag of chips, but not a family size bag. Like, not one of them humongous drums. That's too much. I ain't eat a whole bag of... No! Nah, that's just too much. I mean, I can, like, over time, I could do that. Maybe like a 2-day time period. But I'm not gonna sit here all in one shot down a whole family. Like, now, I can't do that no more.
How much money do you think is spent on food in the household?
Over $400 sometimes. Maybe around $200. I mean, I see the receipts. I don't really look at the receipts or pay that much detail to it. All I know is if it's stuff in the house, I'm cool.
So, you don't really care about how it's getting here and how much it's... No. And how much it costs, it's just, if it's there, it's there. It's and there, I'm gonna, like,
you know what I mean?
And I'm just gonna get it all.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just go get it, like Nike.
I asked my mother the same question.
About every 2 weeks, that's about $250 to $300.
What do you do when a lot of the food is gone in a short week?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Improvise.
Can you elaborate more on that?
All right, so let's say it's one of mommy off weeks, and there's nothing here to eat, and she's not cooking. Improvise. Noodles, soup. Or if there's no noodles in the soup, baked beans.
What if there's no baked beans?
Salad.
What if there's no salad?
Get some out the freezer. It's always something in the freezer. I'm not trying. You can't even go there. No. It's always something in the freezer.
So what do you do when it's gone?
What can you do? You fuss and you let it go. It won't get replaced until next time you go food shopping.
Sometimes, problems with food can be settled. Other times, it can get a little serious.
How do you feel when he touches your food?
I don't play that. Don't mess with my food. Don't play with my food. Touch my food, you're going to draw back a nub.
Food can either make someone happy, someone sad, angry, or even sick. But food can also turn into a personal issue. And personal issues can either be a good thing or a bad thing.
In the shelter of my loved one.